principal.
Okay, we're in good shape now.
Because they're new, engineering.
I'd like to begin.
Oh my god.
Rumba.
That's cute. So why not? You don't accept the engineers and doctors. No, because that's what we need.
Rampa can be found Lucius, Derek Aleph, Halacha Dalet. Whoever has a Rampa, just please open up. Derek Aleph, and Lucius, Halacha Dalet. Rama writes as follows. Kodam at the Torah, I order for Geish of Shuk, the Rotta of Du, the He, Nosim Laskara, the Bolos, I like Hadar Polako. That's what one of the old days. Zuya Nikkis Kadesha. You find in Parshas Vayesha, the story of Yehuda. Mishavit the Torah. Netzrak Desha Shenemar, Osia Kadesh Gnos Yisro. The Fichoch, Kolabol Isha Lashem Znus, Bolo Kidushin, Lokim and Atorah Meknesha Bol Kadesha. Now the Rambam seems to be saying that any woman who's not married to you, if you live with her, you're in violation of Kadesha. That's not the traditional pshat. The Rambam is going against no less an authority than Targ of Unkelus. Unkelus is a different interpretation of the word Kadesha. Now, the writer disagrees. Ein Kadesha mezumenes v'imufgeres l'chol oda. A woman of full repute who sells her services to anyone who's willing to pay. A woman who designates herself to be with one man, even though they're not married, there's no malchus, not even itzalav. Doesn't say it's mutter. That's what we call pilegesh. And the rival assumes that pilegesh is a either permissible relationship, or at the very least, not punishable. Said the Rabbi, Shimkin Vorov, if the Rambam is right, Mefat Heich Mishalim Aleha Mamon Valoloka Aleha. Once you get Malchus, you don't pay. Like a kind of a couple of the Rambam in it. So again, the third prayer of Ksubas. Alevale Mishutzuko Lepitui Ena Kadesha. The minute she requires his seduction, she's not a Kadesha, because a Kadesha is a woman of ill repute, who's willing to live with every man without having to have any seduction. She's doing it for a living. This is the right. Now the Magid Mishnah comments on this. And brings the right from Agamar. For those who have the Frankel edition, it's this page K. Right column, Magid Mishnah, the third wide line. Not the very wide, the regular wide. The nearest to you, the Rabbeinu Zalim, and Mashahar, behind the Bekomos. Chazaka and Adam also be lost to be Lazus. The voice of Hapnuya, Shenim of Karat, Risu Manatora. Why you soft, Kal Chazaka Zul? The Surah the Rabbanon cool inchi loves the Yifa. Amazing. The Rabbi, the Magad Mishnah is saying, and Adam also be lost of Bilazos presumably means he won't commit a violation. It indicates that a man living with a woman without the benefit of marriage is a violation. And therefore we have a right to assume that he lived with her for the sake of marriage. I'm a Purushi Gemara, which supports the view of the Rambam. He goes further to the Magad Mishnah once we're here already. Behold, is Amar Abba Lazar, Pani Abba Apnuya, Shalosh Shem Ishas, Asa Zona, Pirish, Benifsala, Mikoen. Afagav no time like I would say. The rabbi has been passing away. Mikomako mashma the isul ab ika. Even a Torah here mutter echi yom rabbi lozer the mikri is ona. Okay, that last sheet of the right is not as compelling. Now, Eshaloma, Shekosov Zehu Kedimri Hakan Atar Game Uglus, Shuazhara Leshifla, a woman who was a maid servant, not really fully Jewish, but Bahabo, Aisha, Shalola Shemishas, over Be Astay. Rachmona Omar, Kiyika Ish Isho Ba'ola. You have no right to be with a woman, but the benefit of marriage. But perhaps it would not be a lav. Only an assay suggests the Magad Mishnah according to Uncleus. She hears the Lavola Yevi Ishus. Okay. When we call the Gomza, continues the Magad Mishnah, Perak Aleph. After that, Rabbeinu ain't bechalal lav zeh had goya to be perish this guy because of Bivnos Yisrael. I don't see a condition of Bivnos Yisrael. The pasuk goes on, and that's clear. I'm writing because it's Rabbia that it's not an Yisrael the Oraisa. Aye, how can it be the first very wise line? Al Tikma, Echtia Yisraelit Viyasa Bivnos Bilav. But Goya made the very sovereign. Ha! Goya should be 100% worse. So the Magad Mishnah, don't get logic. Bisha Yisra Arayas to be Zera, the Dova Sha'ain Lotan Bechol Prota. Period. Adkan, the world famous Rambam, the world famous Ravid, and the world famous Magad Mishnah. Okay. Now, it's interesting on both sides. The Kesef Mishnah, this is the Magad Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah, this is all in your Marba Kovas. The Kesef Mishnah, you have the Franklin Rabbah, it's the same page, page Hay, on the left side, starting from the third narrow line. Haramban Mitshuva Kosa. The Pilegesh Muteres Lehejo. Any person can live with a Pilegesh. Against the Rambam. Why? Let's start the top of the page. Can we see it? Kosa Rambam Magid. Udas Rabbeinu Vadai Kachi Agirsi Pilakshim Kedushim Belo Ksuba. Hey, the Rambam Mechuvanim. Rabbeinu asked because of Perkdal Vilchus Melach. This is Rambam. It's very critical. Etal Hamelach Pilakshim Belo Ksuba Uvelo Kiddushin El Biyichud Belavad Konosa Umuteres Lo Aval Ahedyot Otzim Pilegesh El Be'Ovo Ivriya Belavad Achayiyud Ad Kan Lashon. It's the Rambam Vilchus Melachim Perkdal Halacha Dalit. Strange Rambam. Very, very strange Rambam. Strange. Kesef Mishnah says that according to the Rambam, Pilegesh is without Kiddushim against the Magad Mishnah. It's without Kiddushim. Because the Rambam said it's prohibited to every man. So the obvious question becomes Rabosai. So why is it mutter for a king? Now in the Jewish law, a king has more restrictions than a commoner. Not like in the outside world, kings do whatever they want. So why in heaven's name should it be that a commoner may not marry a Pilegesh and a king may? It's a tremendous, tremendous kasha. Tremendous kasha. How do you explain this? How do you explain this? So it's interesting, I don't know if any of you saw this on the Marba Komas, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, those who have the Marba Komas in front of you will see the two Rambams that I answered to you there. The first Rambam in Hilchos Melachim tells us something about kings. Okay. came to camp and called Gvuli Yisrael Noshim Upilakshim, Dalla Dalla Zuchus Vulakim. Noshim Bitsuba Mikidushim, Pilakshim Bukhsuba Uvulok, Ela Biyichud Bulvat Koda Oso, Umutarisla. By mere designation, he acquires it, it's permissible to him. Here we go back to what the Kesef Mishnah quoted. Amazing Rambam. How do you explain this? Why should it be? My Rebbe is a part of the Brachah, a gewaldige, unbelievably great shot. Listen to my Rebbe's shot. He said, no Jewish person may be living with a woman without benefit of marriage. Not even one. Nobody. What about a Melech? So my Rebbe, a melech acquires the pilegesh without benefit of the act of marriage. What do you possibly think? A king has various rights. We call today eminent domain. Melech poet lo geder. He can take whatever he wants from whoever he wants. You have to pay for it, but he can do whatever he wants. Take a look, for example, in Halacha Dalet itself. How does it start? Chelokeach mikol gvul Yisrael nashim pilakshim, but they like it or not. Halacha Gimel. You take land from other people, whether they like it or not. Eminent domain. So my Rebbe said, if a king takes a pilegesh, if you will, she becomes his wife. Not put her in a pilegesh without marriage. Although the act of acquisition resembles a pilegesh, with respect to a king, she becomes his wife. How do I know it's true? This is in Perek Dalet of Malachim. Halacha Dalet. You look at Perek Shimel. Halacha Beis. So Yarba Noshim, only 18. Noshim, Bein HaNoshim, Bein HaPilakshim, HaKol Shmonatre. Why? Why does Pilakshim count towards the 18? They're only servants. The answer is no. Once king acquires the Pilagesh, she becomes his full-fledged wife, even without benefit of an act of Kiddushim. Made Kiddush, Rabbosai, of this Rambam. Amazing. Yes.
There are different categories of behavior that goes to the intent of the party. So let's take an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is allowed to be boil a shifcha, right?
Correct.
And it's not considered znus. So there are different categories. The Rambam uses the term l'shem snus. If you boil an isha l'shem snus, then you make her into a kadesha. Now, you don't make her into a zayna because you have to pay for it if it's a zayna. Kadesha was originally like a religious kind of thing where they were part of the
sure.
religious experience. So there are different categories and different...
Correct. I still owe you an explanation of what those two magic words mean around the shame, because I haven't explained it yet.
Okay.
What does it mean, shame is bliss? What does it mean? What does it mean? I haven't explained it yet. I admit. I will explain it in a moment. Now, it's interesting. Those of you who have the prank of Rambam, Noshim, those of you who do have the Rambam, the version that I have a Hagos HaRamach on the same page, page Hey. He can't believe that the Kesef Mishnah addressed this question. How's it possible? If you live with a Goy, there's no reason to write some Balfas. And a Jewish woman there is? Can't be. I love the Akadesha. Her Tirgam uncle is. Lo Yosef Gavar Mibnei Yisrael, it is so, Omo. Shanim, a Jewish man, and a Shifcha Kananis. Okay, Roller Psychoglis, Shen Mikra, Bechalatora, Shen Yeso, Shifcha, Leben Yisrael, Vieva, Lebas Yisrael, Kiyim Zeh. He's saying, how is it possible to translate the word Kadesh as he did the Rambam? The Oakless is right. There's a slight how should I say it? Do you have a Chumash in the room where you are? I'm just curious. Is there a Chumash, Hanish Chumash Torah in the room? No one has it. Okay. It's a very rabbinic room. Rabbinic room, we don't believe in Torah Shabbat. But I have a chumash in my room, where I'm sitting on the myself. Why do a chumash? When it turns into pasuk, it says dvarim, and we'll see exactly what the Ukula says. You have the Ramak in front of you, you'll find it's not exactly accurate. Close. The pasuk will see a kadesha. If you have the Frank Rama, it tells you exactly where the pasuk is found. It tells you the Varim Chav Gimel. Okay, the Varim Chav Gimel is in Parshas Kisei. Okay, and the pasuk says in Varim Chav Gimel, pasuk Yud Ches. It's a two-edged pasuk. You have to keep this in mind. We'll see a kadesha with Gnos Yisrael. Now, the way the Ramah would have it, the first half prohibits a shnipcha, and the second half prohibits an epit. That's not what Uncle says. Uncle says, the first half, lo siya kadesh v'gnos Yisrael, lo tehi itzom v'gnos Yisrael l'gvar avad. All the way around. Kadesh v'gnos Yisrael shouldn't, a Jewish woman should be with an epit. Lo Yisav Arab Ibnei Yisrael Itzo Ama Lo Yekosh Ibnei Yisrael refers to a ship. How can that be? This is my theory. Gentlemen, this is very careful. This is my theory. The nature of the Isra of Kedisha according to Uklis is what we call today exploitation sexual nature. It's an uneven, imbalanced relationship between a master and a servant. The master takes advantage of his position or her position of power, and is living with the person who's on a lower social level. Therefore, paradoxically, those siya kadesha v'bnei Yisrael, listen carefully, those siya kadesha v'bnei Yisrael refers to a 100% Jewish woman who's living with an eved. Because he can't say no to her. She is the boy. And lo yeh kodesh v'bnei Yisrael means 100% Jewish man who lives with a ship. She can't say no to him. That's called Yisrael exploitation. If I'm right, it explains why it does not apply to a non-Jewish person. A non-Jewish person can say no. Kadesha is exploitation. And it's the opposite of the way the Ramah had it. Counterintuitive. But the Kadesha refers to first a fine Jewish woman until she starts living with an Eved. And Kadesh Bnei Yisrael is a fine Jewish man who's living with a ship. You've exploited that individual. This is shot in the opinion of this is the interpretation. Rambam has a different interpretation. Rambam says that Kadesha refers to a woman who is not married to you. Anytime there's a man and a woman who are not married to each other living together, that would seem to be an Easter of Kadesha. Question becomes, those two words, the shame's this. What are the two words doing? Question number one. Question number two, what will the Rambam do to answer the question of the Rambam? The Rabbit is, how can writing in Talmud that every time they're living together. It's Kadesha, Malkus, when will there ever be a Knas of Mefate? Pay 50 shkolim, what's the case? They don't love Shalem. I've also said, have a Rambam, pick it up. If you have a Rambam, ask him, let's see who has it. That's it. Someone else? Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, great. Over the hill, the Arba, on the Marabakomas, Perik Bay, Halacha Yuzai. Nach Pasula, Perik Bay, Halacha Yuzai. Read together. Ani Omer. Introduction to the Rambam. Ani Omer, I said, Shazesh in a Torah.
Her intent.
The Rambam says, in Hilchot Yisurei Bia, if I recall with you, Peret Yudbei.
Doesn't it switch the parties around? Rebbe, doesn't it switch the parties around because all of a sudden...
Of Kedesha. There's only one major problem left. The problem left is as follows. What do you mean? Ain heter shitlo. The hedgeo? And the Abba of Bria the Yachar Yibulvan. The travel we saw quoted in the, I read a few from the Hilchos Malachim. But since you don't all have those Malachim, you all have Hilchos Ishif, and mostly open up one more time to that Matthew Mishnah that we started with. In Sherek Aleph, the Hilchos Ishif, Malachat Amos. Excuse me, the Kesef Mishnah. He says as follows. As the Mishnah on the narrow, now on the left. Aval ha-hedjot osu v'pilagash ela ba'om avriya b'vad ha-chayirut. The question became, what kind of crazy, what's related? No connection at all between these two cases. Years are separate there. So my Rebbe explained once again, beautifully. The question is raised, after yirut, you become an ashes ish. You're just married to that person to the yirut. Of course that's mutter. What's the connection to our sugya? The answer is, according to the opinion of the Rambam, exacting is true of a king. A king decides to conscript soldiers for his army and conscript ladies for his palace. In all cases, whatever he does, it has a halakhic effect. And then when she becomes in effect his wife, it counts towards the 18. As you mentioned before, in the Malach. Where was the Kiddushin? We said before, you don't need any. Melech Poritz don't get it. Well, guess what? That's exactly what Yir is according to the Bidyuk. What is Yir? Someone give me a raise your hand. What does Yir mean? Give me a punch to try the words. This week's fresh. This week's fresh. If you learn the Chumash. Ashaloya Ochtof Efto. Nobody.
What does it mean?
What's Yir? Let's get up around the Avodim and see what Yir is. What in the world is it? What is it? Hello, drama. Avodim, those who have that same opinion. Those Yud, back. Those are some of the take out the Rambam from the back. Those Yud, same opinion of the Rambam. There too long in the page, Rachel Sadi. Home of the page, I have the Kudashly, have the Resisly, where the Isha, I feel it was so shady, so she gets a hammer. But it's certainly the club. You know why? Shemos or Ishoros Likidushinitu. Whoa! This other one gave money to acquire this ship 5 years ago from her father. Those same monies could be used for Kiddushin. Wait a minute. Is she considered Kiddushin retroactively to 5 years ago? What do you say? Yes or no? Come on, guys, give a guess. Yes or no? Hello? One more guess. Yes or no?
No.
Answer the resounding no.
No.
You can't say that she's married 5 years retroactively. I, but most of you shown us is the Kiddushin Nidnu. What does that mean? Also, there were no Eidim. What's going on? There were no Eidim. You need Eidim. The answer is, Rabosai, listen carefully, please. Tama was understanding that this idea of yield is something which is freestanding. Not necessarily part of all the restrictions. It's an interesting concept. What does yield mean? Kiddushin without a mighty Kiddushin. What did he know about Kiddushin? I'm told us, most of you showed us the Kiddushin Nitnu. I'll ask you a Shiloh. Were there two in there when he purchased the ship? What do you think? Yes or no? Well, I'm asking a guess. Yes or no? You buy a ship, you have two in to watch you buy. Yes or no? What do you say?
No.
I'm not or not. So what do you mean, Moses, to be sure of the Kedushin of Zuz? Do we know any of it? Now, the Rebbe ate them, but there's no money here. What's going on over here? Then the Rebbe, you see, Abotai, that most Rishonim have some kind of a connection to marriage, but not about prayer. Had it been about prayer, you need to wait on the time of the sale of the ship for 5 years before, which you don't have. A new concept. Kiddushin without Maisa Kiddushin. Yes, the money which was owed will not move, but that's not considered to be a standard Maisa Kiddushin. And therefore, we understand the common thread between Omri on one hand, and a Pilegesh Lemelech on the other hand. In both cases, it's Kiddushin without a Maisa Kiddushin. But my Rebbe is compounding a pshat to explain this comparison. Terrific. One of the great pshat in the world. Hope you all understood it. You can review it again when you have a chance to see the sources. This is what I wanted to see in the first part of this year. It's a very, very important topic. Any questions, raise your hand. Now it's open to Gemara soon. It's the next topic. No? Okay, I'm about to say open to Gemara. Both that were in the Gemara and the Sechta, Kiddushin Achtus. We're going to pick up the Sechta of yesterday, on Daf Ayin Gimel. It goes very slowly now, just to go through the Sechta. On Daf Ayin Gimel, I was big. We didn't finish all the Gemara yesterday at the time. We're going to pick up on the third wide line. We left off. The third wide line, they're both saying, of Masech and Kesuvos, of Ayin Gimel, Amud Beis. Oh, my Rabbo, Machlokes, Humus, says Rashi. The Rabbi Shmuel, Rashi's chief to get Shmuel says that. What are they fighting about? The tall Steinashin. Couple of two women. However, the tall Tishahakas, the Rakol, and Tzvichai Menuget. So, far reaching, incredible statement. What do we need to get? Is when? Not the punch of China. Only tall Steinashin. Rashi. Look at Rabbi Shmuel. Look at Tony Rashi, please. Because they nashim kidesh leia al tonight. Bishachem kine stam achareha. And then to land the dorim. Behind the tulsa, Rav Sama came with lo asti bahato dahach. Afal pishik for gila tako sheyav shimin adronis. Shvichem menu get. Dibble the gabo. Dahach. Chaviva alei. Came with the golly golly. In other words, they decided the first woman, they decided the second with no tie. What do we assume? You don't want to have a tie because she's too beautiful, rich, or the black. But no, this one is also on a tie, the same as the first one. That's the machlokes. But Stam, Isha Akas, says Rashi, has told Isha Akas, Kinsha, Tnai, Bikinsa, Stam, I feel the right mode of the Dante, they don't need to get. Bar Michelle of Rabbi. Says the Hail of Gemara of Rabbaye. From a sneeze in the tall, see Shahakasi. Become a sweet and deep to me. We saw before the Mishnah as a Kasha, a Rabbi Shmuel. But he's talking about a totally different case. Rashi. From a sneeze in the tall, see Shahakasi. The mind is like a titan to stay for a Resha Koi. Tall, see Shahakasi. Become a sweet and minelial alma the eagle. The Torah is a Achas Davish Vilagehet. Why is the Kasha from us? Why is it a Kasha against any Amora? Well, all the Chacham got together. That's itself considered to be a kasha. But so the Gemara is a kasha that Rabba is against the Purusha Din that we just learned. Again, Rabba says, "Told you Shachas Debriakol." And should again, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah told you to Achas, and there's a kasha in the sugya which relates to the issue whether married or not married. Did the Rabba that Rabba's original is not correct? Says the Mother Rabba, my book is called Achas, Isha Achas, Ke'ein Shtei Noshim. Have a baton, Tishachas, create a baton, figure out call, Ein Ashikhem and again. Oh, this sounds a little bit better. Says Rashi, the end of the narrow lines. Machlokes, Tos Achas, Ein Shtei Noshim, Kitchot, Nai, Vigirshom, and Ayrisin. Because of the kids of Stam. Rai, Omerab, Tricha get. The Chigisha Acher is Nami. Will the Shem keep the machine boil? But let the Lemay Matnoi come as Samich. You don't say that. And Shmuel says, no. You originally said, what? You don't want now either. I'm of the tall, Isha Achas Greater. Shin Kinsai de Kiddushin, the Rishonim. Divriakol. Ad kan avos et sugas and gemara v'sach the ksubis ad af ayin gimel amud beis. Fine. Rashi explains. The Rashi over here ad af ayin gimel amud beis. Find the right Rashi. I'll find you right now. Rashi here in the sugya. Here. Rashi is the 10th narrow line. B'tol shtei noshim. Kiddush le'al tnai v'yitzachas kiddushtam. Acharel. Right? So we spoke about this before. But one demonstrates to the other one. Fine? This is the pshat of Rashi. Fine. Okay. Rashi Shita. This is Rashi Shita. Let's turn our attention about that for a minute to the rib and see how you love shot this Gemara. Again, the Gemara is a bit obscure, right? Tov Shtei Noshim Mamish, Tov Isha Achat Ke'ein Shtei Noshim. It's the latest rage on the earth, the Sugas HaGemara. Second version of Rabba. Just for the rest. Perek Shvi. Oh, that lamb is dalam and alam. Is that correct? Lambs are ripping around him. So yesterday, I believe that's the way it works. What does the rib say? Rabbi said, look very carefully in the rib. Machloket. Top line, on page 66 in my print, Lamadgil Base. You have the new Gemara, you figure it out, and they stay away from you. Sadi something, it's written down here. Sadi what? Somewhere that I have a coach, they'll see it. Says the rib. Omar, top line, in my edition, page 66. Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel be'atol shtei nashim minahavim lehem mivdak lemeidak rather below dog achul le'achne l'tznoi. that means the fact that he had a tonight for one and the other means he's more for the tonight. Aber bezahlt die Schachat, die wir kohl, in der Zwiecha, wie mehr du gehst. Eine Mischung. Schufte. Aber wir haben aber auch noch ein bezahlt die Schachat. Kein Stehen aus. Es ist post der Achat gewählt. Was das mean? Koschmeite Zwiechien und der Frusche, der Riff speaking Aramaic over here. You know what that means? That means it's tough. The Chazina will come here and vote to the Shakti of the Tire of the Sakh of the Chaman and Gohoga. And so few rabbis, they start figuring out they never got it right. You can be not Parish and Tov, Shtei Noshim. Don't you keep it, Shtei Noshim, Chod Al Tnai, Mechod HaShalom Al Tnai. V'toh, Hemi Nayo, Havi Kiddush Al Tnai, V'Hemi Nayo, Shalom Al Tnai. The kid is also shaykh kedusha al atnai. Stop. Low dunk. He said, "Ah, the tonight he low." But we don't need the yada barle shakidish achas al atnai. But how will the meidak below dunk ram summer? Must be achul tonight. Tosish achas. What does that mean? Depends on how much you could have expected to examine it. Says the Hail Gerim, I don't like it. Below dock, Napshat, Napshat. What's the shot? The last line of page 66. The traditional grid pages of the old star. If you have it, it's some other page. Let me know if you want. The last line, what does it say? What does it say? Tod achas gen shtei noshim kigon shekidesh itza achas amanah shein alein adorim v'girsha v'vokim l'yomim chuzah v'kidsha v'kidsha stam v'nim tzu alein adorim v'num shat what marriage, a divorce, a remarriage kol shtei noshim a whole num shat. Wow. Oops, shy. So writes the Rib. Next page. Ikram and Torish. Have a page Lamadal and Aleph. You don't have the old Lugamor, this is on the side on the Rib. Page Lamadal and Aleph. You see, don't miss it. So Shekirish Achas Al Tanai, She'el Al Adar. And after they make a shlech to the kash, he shall acharetz v'tku. V'kish lo is the isha rishon of the stam. Whee! Wild idea. Fuck the wives. They just mixed it all up. That's a shver of shah that I can't believe it's Strauss correct. Here's the real shah. Here's the real shah. Repeats the whole sugya. What does it mean, shtey nosh? Rather the gimp under the bays of the bach, in my edition on page Lamed Alamed Alam. What do you mean? Kiddush Isha Achaz Al Tanai V'Chodzo V'Kiddush Isha Acher Stam V'Chakach Kiddush Isheri Shot Stam Rav Sov Akeim V'Chodzo V'Kiddush Isha Acher Stam V'Lo Hikri V'Chodzo Le'al K'mo Shikri V'Chodzo 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 Loatka and it's annoying. You'll go, Eka, Allah, and the doctor, Allah, Mina, Kibushet told. Trying to suit you, Sankar Faro. Interesting shot. That's a half compass. They just figured the bears in front of Sugya just to go to the Pasha shot. Simple shot in the words, Rav Osek. Simple shot in the words. Okay. Okay. Rav Osek, you follow me so far? I hope so. So now, this is Shtei Noshim. What about Ke'en Shtei Noshim? What does that mean? What does that mean? In between, Rashi is referring to a case that first is Mina Erisin, and then Kina Sani married her. Says a noob shot. Take a look at the rib. Page Lamed Dalam and Alam. Watch. Yeah, look at the rib. And here, a long citation for the rib. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Just look at the long rib at great length. On that blah, 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 blah. The Ron quotes the rib. You have Ke'en Shtei Noshim means like the Balamora said. You didn't do them back to back. Each shakas of Ke'en, it's all one at the same time. But you, there's a large time gap between one and the other. So then we say that's Ke'en Shtei Noshim. Let's go slow. The Ran is an exclamation of Osai. The Ran. Let's start with the Ran here. The Ran. In the Hoda Be Rabba Vama Machlokes Bishtos Ish Agas Genshte Nosh. Hera Karibzal was there. Ike Berusho Shechnisa Shkeshaha Knisa. Rechok lameh kiddushin ki agav the mikri toz ish achas kein shtei noshim. Ukshi krova havele toz ish achas. But the Rif says, the diek lahai perusha midi toz ish achas kein shtei noshim kitza the katoni toz ish achas gereditza. Uboal, why change? Alma konsa leachas man mashma. Who ball the out the mashma? It's going to solve the world's problems. I'm exactly sure. Why should that be? What part of the Ran prefer? The Rimigash. You see this all in the course and see it inside. Like the Rimigash, so the Rimigash say, he could thread something. This is the tot. Ran begins at the first Vahodar. It's Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph. I'm not sure where it is in the old middle print. Cook what? Cook? What are you, I start saying
something? No.
What page is it on?
Tzariches.
Tzariches, okay. Halfway the paragraph for Hodder, it's what's the Rimigash. The Trey Stuffing, Shapira Shekinston Shtem Stam. He married two women, both Stam. The Chenayim, the Pirish Rivzal, the Pirish, the Kiddush, the Shnei Stam, the Chakach Kiddush, the Rishon Stam, the Chiyei, the Otsam, Ika Trace Ami, Hachanami, Ika Trace Ami, Kubaho, the Polygraph, the Kavan, Bikinis Saham. Biachas Machbo Leos Ham. Kohisto Achul Yachul Kloy Boshe Kiddushin. With the two stomachs. These are the different interpretations of Osai, of the portion of the Gemara, Rashi, the Rif, the Rimigash. This is what the words of, this is what the words mean. The words mean. Now the gear is the problem. Take a look, keep one hand here on the Rif, please, and turn one hand to the Gemara itself, on the Ayin Gimel of the base. So one letter make a difference. One letter, I kid you that. One letter. Watch this. Let's see the Gemara again from the beginning. Omer Abba Machlok es betol shtei nashon. Betol zisha achas tirakol. Ein tzvicha men again. Omer Abaye b'masisim betol isha achas hi. That's our Gersa. It is a tol isha achas. Rashi changed the original Gersa. What was the original Gersa? Not toes, but kitos. The famous Papadinyan makes all the difference in the world. Look at the Ramaskal Texas, angular base. Papadin kitos. Isha has gone. Not toes, literally. It's kitos. Kitos. It is a toss. Well, Richard says it doesn't say explicitly that Kintz is in front of the case of Kiddushal tonight. Now, for the Ran, the Ran's Laika. He says, Divya Ran, Ripsal can't know this properly. The Apple got Lopatoni, Boba Hedjo, Lo Shayach, Lemeva, the Chitol, Isha Achazavi. But Rashi got stuck with his Kasha. And change the gears, took it out of the gears, sir. No. He thinks it's really Rabbi Abaye are very good over here. Rabbi Sava the Tabi, Rabbi Matjudah, and again, Haile Mishim the Cave, and show some mice, Sam, Mashra, Huli, Achle, live tonight. Machi Nami, Muhammad Gamara, the appearance of the Pachin and Amanda, the Polygale, I mean, Alma came with the oven, Mysa, Huli, Achle, live tonight. So the Gemara. The Hashina Dilma Ahuli Achel, the Latami, the Rabba, Nami Pashma, the Mastisin, Mashma, the Rab, the Tsubahu, so forth. Oh, get the boy! Why? All he's trying to is, that's the last color. Buy it, like it? And he goes to a different interpretation now, don't let my old Gemara, at the top of the second column. Of Lama Dalla Dalla. Most of the Sugis Gemara. Calculate everything, detail the second, a little bit more complex. This is an introduction to the Sugis Gemara called the various Rishon. Now let's take a look at the round, the next paragraph, okay? Veninza. Watch this. Veninza Asher. The Lefaba lo Tzvile Kafaye, the Osi Likit lo Mitaba, they know the most of you, so be lost. And the Mitaba, the Huli Akle, Osi lo. Ubavada Rapa Gufe, slave to Pasha the Mastisin, the Ksubahud lo boy, the boy, who let me go, Mehani Tama Quino, Elo got, Elo get me the Bramo, spooky with Sapkilo. The United States of America, 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 the United States the United States of America, the United States of the base. What do you have? What do you have over there? The top. limited the second word on page 68 my edition. Those are the cause of references before that. And then you feel a yoffa cost of a rip. That was the kasha we had yesterday. What do you need those whole things, terrorists and the service? That's all called the shmuel. We pass like Rav. No, not that we pass. The Kamakama say, this is explained why the Rif has to mention the subject. What? Now it's interesting. The next run, it's on page 6 because of the Rif. Tashkir of all sides, you get to play it safe. Upshat Baruch, the first, last wide line, for those who have it separately. Oh, the Kiddush al Tzai, the Kiddush will all ball. Now, me, Amir, Nachi, look at this. Kiddush al Tzai, Kiddush Tzai, no fear. Oh, my God, you got the Varambans out. Perzai, the Kiddushus, you have a Kiddush al Tzai, the Kiddush Tzai, a ball, all ball, Tzai, have a Tzvich again.
Why?
Behold, it's a little toy. Only Balkan Sharaputa, he knows that the marriage is not a marriage. Balakha is up Rashi. Srikha menu get left from narrow lines. I feel like it also obeys one word. Kipubudu. Which nine doesn't matter. And all the most of the loss of Rami Polik, I rabbi lost the Domak of the Kash from Sharaputa, but who balls to speak again? Of the Kash from Bilbo, I'll fly ball and it's your baby again. My time up. Oh, the low toy of the old summer Shapok of Sharaputa, you be ushing. Look of Gavin Ball should be ushing. I'm a hot of toy, cause so for your dad, see Shane let it over him. The Kaki means this. We keep ball out of the Gdusha Kamoy ball of Kitusha in the Bilbo. I'm a call for kids, it was Kitusha, the dog. And the Kash from Bilbo and the Book of Dashes. Everybody knows that. It's a sugya subject tomorrow. Take a look at both sides. One more time in the Ran. Ran Zibarasal Garcina. Open up to this left one. Garcina in the Ran. See how far the Ran on planet this. It's on page 68. I'm not sure where it is in the Luga Mars, yeah. At least somewhere is it Luga Mars?
Tzadi Tass.
Tzadi Tass. Says the Holy Rod, skip it the first lines. Kach Niris Ikira Gipis the Klomar, I feel it also the Tzai, see it again. Then I go to the Golden Wide Line. Go to the Mars, we saw it before. What did Ula say? Habakadosh al tnai v'bol tzich get v'yom maizem lo v'yom korach ha-chomim lo tzim lo get v'rifz al kos alokas habakadosh v'popas mishom v'pruto u'bol tzich get again v'lo hiskim v'kum lo kan lo pekish v'kadosh akos of gamkein he'll say there is a soul Sahani train memory, Basroi, Ugigi, as member Kamaisa, the Milver, the member Kamaisa, the Rav Yosef, Maraba, Pleeb, Retardi, the Milver, Utsunai, in Amina, our Bahana of Toy, where Basrisa, Spile, Kamaisa, Pitsnai, Utsvile, Kamaisa, the Milver, the Vikhatatos out, Shavakarish, the Milver, Ball, Edo, Tzvichem, and again, you know why? Shustomichal, Trey Memory Basroi, or a different gear so perhaps. Different gear souls. The Rambam quotes a few lines later. What does he say? Tezani Chadishan, Hitch the Mekadish, Nil the Pomish of Buddha, Shem Shnei Musovish, Shrich the Get, Vivadai, but that little Aleph, the Torah's Vada. Below your dad, the Lord once again, the Milver. Shafilu Somet al Memrod Kamaisa the Ula of Rabba Mazar. Me know it in the middle of our meeting that she began from Vadai. I forgot the Kyle Lobahadi Pok of Sharaputa of Al Nabi Bahade Al Tnai Ball, who has come to Shmait and Anna Shil Gat El Misabe. So why are we here to Vada? Shafilu Nobadi Rabba Lazar Kabai Shil at the end of the Lost with his news. Utsricha Gat the Kor of the Kulu Mina Vada and Kor. I can't be hating this book of Leil of Kula. In Boate, the Kishal and Nokash, the Kilusa, kept from Ami Polygale, go back, I will have a toy. Therefore, the Pshay is the top of the Bishop of Kruta, Tweet of Kapavada. And everybody knows that the first thing was nothing. I will milve, Karev, Kal Tanai, Utsvila get me, Sufi. Okay, not clear about Lomar. The talk of the Shavuot, and I made it. Shvi'ah again, let me stop it. Came and the star Ashkan of the Ibra the Gemara the Etzio. So that's just a question that we always ask at the subject according to the conclusion of the Rash. So said the Rash. Okay. So said the Rash. Now, Rabbi Osai. Question. What happens to someone that was Mekadesh in the church? You already spoke about it yesterday from the perspective of the Rivosh and Simon Vov. Well, there's another Rivosh. It's Simon Hay. Where he says that you get married in the church, so the bria is al dad kedushin rishonim, and they're not married. Question becomes, why did he say this to Simon Vav? We saw Simon Vav. Am I right yesterday at Simon Vav on the board? Am I correct? The whole thing is the top to bottom. He never said this word. So I want to show this question to you in print in the Mishnah Lamelech. Those who have the Rambam, no Shim, which I ask you all to have, you'll see it in the Mishnah Lamelech. The Hilchos Gerushin. Please turn to the Hilchos Gerushin, please. Perek. Excuse me, Perek Shin. I love the Yutes.
She doesn't care about needing a crash and courage. She cares about living out of wedlock.
Come on. Tomorrow is on his day. There were those. Yeah, exactly. So, the moral book is less than morality and ethics. They wouldn't want to be with a woman outside the marriage. But neither of them your mentalist principle. Forget it. Taboo. Forget about it. That's what some wanted to say. And then maybe we should find the principle. Oh, if anyone wants to be less than, I saw even if they're being niche, they need to neither against three versions involved. Some say. Some say. And he says, no. This is brilliant and correct idea. It's true that moral people, I'm not going to start in 2015, we're way past that, unfortunately. But I brought up before World War II. Before World War II, it was immoral to be involved with a woman outside of marriage. But how do you define marriage? How do you define marriage, writes the Dvar? It could be a kind of marriage that could be dissolved in civil court. With calls mine, it's not dissolved in civil court. I would view myself as being married, and I have no shame to be with this woman. So then, but if we don't say, in other words, we have to pay attention to marriage, that's Moshe V'Yisro. He's very happy to be married according to the rules of the state of Lithuania, Poland, Hungary, whatever it was in those days. And the Maharaj Shik, who lived in Hungary, said, quote, a direct quotation from the Chabal, the aim is to deny him. It's not a shame and embarrassment for them if they're civilly married. We know it's true to this day. Moral, ethical Jewish people, were not broke, they wouldn't be together just like this. So from the older generation, they got civilly married. You have no basis to they're gonna get Jewishly married. Who said so? Apriton? Now the last point of today is Rav Moshe. And again, I want to show this all when we get back, but it's in Chelet Gimel Simen Chope. Rav Moshe says that reformed marriage, the chance of being married afterwards when they live together, is less than civil marriage. Because if it's civil marriage, you can argue they know they're married Jewishly. This be a shame to be but reform marriage, they think they're married by the reform rabbi. So all the beers are civil marriage from before. Now I have the tremendous question I'm going to leave you with today. We're not going to discuss it tomorrow. Next, we're going to come back to it. This is a tremendous question with unbelievable ramifications. What do you have to say about it? So tell me today, what do you think? For most of the it's the poll. I'm taking a poll here of the people in the room. A couple gets married or conservative, they're not broke. Then they become Balei Tshuva. What they should do, go to the Orthodox rabbi to perform the wedding. But you know how it is. You know how it is in this world. They're around to it, they're embarrassed, they're ashamed. And years go by, they're living in the Orthodox school, they're Balei Tshuva, they're by important, prominent positions. But the only marriage ever done for them was a conservative marriage. Or whatever. Now they get into a fight and they want to split up. You need a get? Don't you need a get? Should we say, since Rav Moshe wrote, we'll see details next week, a reform marriage, I think a reform marriage is no marriage, for whatever reasons. Details to follow. And then for Rav Moshe writes, a reform couple, they're less married than a couple that married to the justice of the peace. Because the one who married the justice of the peace, no, that's not religious. So maybe they haven't found that be the shame marriage, maybe. Outside chance. But here, when the reform married them, they think that Jewish is married. It's the reform rabbi. The first name is rabbi. Yes, John.
I would say that they don't need a get, because part of like the process of giving a get is that they have to get a ksuba also, and there was no ksuba, because they never gave it to them.
There's no ksuba. And then the reform of the ksuba. What do you say, yeah?
The reform rabbi, represents the government.
Therefore,
it should be good. I don't know why Moshe doesn't take that into account.
Yeah, what do you want to say?
the Eidus was probably not kosher, so without Eidim, there's no marriage.
What do you mean no Eidim? The whole world knows that Mr. and Mrs. are not in an Orthodox shul for 10 years, prominent members of the Orthodox community.
No, but the Kedushin, the Kedushin
didn't... 15 years ago.
You can't make...
perfect kids.
But they didn't have Eidim at the time of Kedushin that were kosher. They didn't have Eidim at the time of Chuppah that were kosher.
And now they have Eidim that they're living together.
So they're living together.
No, no. Here's the critical question. If they stayed Reform, they stayed Reform till the end, and then they got divorced with a civil divorce. Where Moshe writes, they're not married.
Right.
Before marriage itself is nothing. It's the double ring ceremony. The movie is discussed next week. Either live together, everyone knows they live together. They live together because they figured the Reform rabbi consecrated their relationship and they were lying on that, but that's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
However, what happens if they became Balei Tshuva? Again, what should happen is they should have gone to the Orthodox rabbi and marry us again. I'm telling you, I'm a rabbi for many years. I don't think it's happened to me even once. Maybe one time after. And it wasn't Balei Tshuva coming to my shul. And I'm sure some of them got married not often. They don't want to do it. They're kind of a rabbi. They don't want to do it often. But they want to live in sin? No. Do they realize that a reform rabbi is nobody? Yes. Since they realize that a reform rabbi has no standing there, and they don't want to live in sin, the ones who make cogent arguments on years 90 that they are married. Only the case of Moshe when they remain reformed. Who agrees with you? Raise your hand. Who disagreed, PJ? Okay. This happened happened more than one time. A very sad story. A sad story. A couple was exactly this way. They were not observant, married by a non-Orthodox rabbi, and they became observant. And Mamisha, observant, I mean, he was the guy who was semi-Haredi. It was a terrible story of suspected, maybe even confirmed, adultery, Rahman al-Islam. I told you, the Yetzirah does not pass up on anybody. It doesn't matter what you are, you're observant, you're not observant, adultery, Yetzirah is strong. Not to add insult to injury, the individual that she was alleged to be with was a Kohen. And now they got divorced, and this Cohen wanted to marry her. Number one, she's a divorcee. Number two, besides that, even if you were the Cohen, if you leave with her illicitly, if you find somebody else, you can't marry her. So if a certain rabbi gives an announcement, she's allowed to marry the Cohen. Why? Since the original marriage was done by an Orthodox rabbi, turns out they were never married. So her relationship with the Kohen was not adulterous, was just a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. So now she can marry the Kohen, no problemo. And that's what happened.
Wasn't there a psak in the late 70s about this?
If the psak, I think the psak is wrong. If it's not wrong, it stinks.
Wasn't there a psak in the late 70s where they annulled the marriage retroactively because it wasn't a real marriage and therefore there was no issue and they didn't need a get?
We'll have to discuss that at great length. Whether we annul marriages and say they don't need a get if it's civil or reform, or whether we try to procure a get whenever we can. This particular case, I can't was actually given. That even complicates matters further. We'll see next week, I guess. The two tshuvas in the Rajma. If a get is given, which is not really necessary, is the woman now committed to a kohen, so that get wasn't really necessary? Or do we say, she was given a get, so maybe she should not be marrying a kohen, at least on the level of the Rabbanim? That's a very complicated question. They both say we're out of time. Let's review again. So for tomorrow's shiur, we'll try to pick up that part of the oil, that the last chunk of Maimon Kovas. The Gemara from 8 says, and with the Tosfos there, tomorrow is Thursday scheduled, correct? So?
Yeah.
At 4 to 11?
Yeah.
I think I can do it at that time. I'm pretty
okay.
sure. I'll let you know.
Okay, sounds
okay?
good.
Okay? Good. Have a good day, everyone.
I think it's fine. I don't know. What do people think? Most people. Yeah.
Son-in-law.
Yeah.
Are we doing Shirover Skype tomorrow also?
Yes, we are.
Might be able to pick it up from another location.
So with Skype now, like, I mean, there are obviously more than one person in Skype call, but you have the paper.
That's complicated, yeah.
It was, you know, like Google Hangout?
Yeah.
So if it was that, we could have, like, isn't. Yeah.
Are you down? Okay. Should I be okay for tomorrow?
No. We have a custom.
That's all going to be custom anyway. Hey, it's Mark Gilbert. I'm just returning the call. Number is 201-449-550.